Today we've finally come to the very end of the book of James.
今日呢我哋终于呢嚟到雅各书嘅最后一段啦。
So could you please turn open to chapter 5, verses 13 to 20.
请大家翻去雅各书五章十三至二十节。
And I'd ask Sister Olive to please read for us in Chinese. Chapter 5, verses 13 to 20.
雅各书五章十三节至到二十节。你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
Do you find it strange that James would end his letter in this way?
雅各这样结束，这样写来到结束他的封信，你会觉得很出奇呢？
Doesn't sound like how we would normally end a letter, does it?
因为听起上来呢，都不是一般我们会用来写信结尾的一个方式。
However, if you are observant, you would notice that James' concern behind this letter reflects the very heart of God.
如果你观察力强的话呢，你就会留意到雅各在这里他的关注的地方呢，就是正正呢能够反映出神的心肠。
That's also Jesus' concern.
也都是耶稣的所关注的事。
The concern to turn a sinner from the error of his way.
他们的关注的事呢，就是要帮助一个罪人悔改。
So that they may be saved.
就是从自己的错误的途径的道路上改过来，好让他们能够得救。
But if we look a bit more closely at the text, we'd notice something quite surprising.
但是如果你仔细地看看这个上下文的话呢，你就会留意到一些很令人诧异的事。
By sinner, James is not referring to those who are not yet Christians.
因为呢，雅各在这里讲到关于罪人，但这个罪人呢所讲的就不是非基督徒哦。
Because we know that all through the letter of James, he has been addressing those who are already in the body of Christ.
因为整卷的雅各书呢，从头到尾的讲的对象呢，都是基督徒。
Here again, we find him talking specifically about those who are already Christians, and yet they have somehow sinned again.
所以写信的书信的对象呢，都是基督徒，是基督的身体。但是呢，出于种种原因呢，他们呢，没有对准到目标去行。
Yeah, unfortunately, they missed the mark and they wandered away.
他们没有对准目标，就走迷了路。
Just like sheep that have gone astray.
就好像一只羊入了歧途一样。
As Christians, we tend to focus on the important ministry of evangelism.
基督徒呢，很多时呢，都会倾向注重咧做福音工作。
That is very important to share the gospel with non-Christians.
咁当然系好重要嘅，因为将福音向非基督徒介绍。
To help them come into a living relationship with God.
就帮助佢哋咧同神建立一个活嘅关系。
However, have we ever pondered the importance of being each other's keeper?
但系啊，我哋有冇谂过，同样重要嘅咧就系我哋彼此去守望。
For those of us who have already committed our lives to God, have we been looking out for each other in helping us stay on track?
我们已经 信了主的基督徒，我们有没有做得到呢？就是彼此的去守望，守望到大家都在正轨上面去行呢？
So that together as a church, we can bear good testimony to others.
好让我们教会作为一个整体呢，能够成为别人一个好的见证。
And like the songs we just sang, we can shine as light in this world of darkness.
就好像刚才讲唱的诗歌一样呢，我们在一个黑暗的世界里面呢去发光。
Our church has quite an interesting proportion of much more non-Christians, friends, than brothers and sisters who have committed their lives to God.
我们的教会一个比例是挺有趣的，我们当中的非基督徒的人数远远超过我们基督徒。
And sometimes I can't help but think, how can such a small proportion of Christians who seem to be the minority makes an impact on the majority of our non-Christian friends?
有时呢，我禁不住会想，我们这些少数的基督徒，就属于少数啦，怎样在一大多数非基督徒的朋友当中呢产生影响？
Isn't it unless we can live out God's exceptional life qualities to draw people to God to shine as light in darkness?
除非呢，是我们靠着神的恩典呢，我们的生命是真的发光，发光芒。
And with exceptional life qualities.
就除非呢，我们的生命呢，是超凡的，与别不同的。
And through the past exposition on the book of James, hope we have been given more than enough clues as to how we can be purified and cleansed by God.
在过去我们研读雅各书的时候，我们都看过了，作为一个教会，我们怎样可以被神去洁净，被神去炼净呢？
In the book of James, many problems and sins amongst the believers have been addressed.
在雅各书里面呢，信徒之间的问题和罪呢，雅各书是指出信徒之间的罪和问题。
And if you recall, sins that we might think are only common in non-believers have actually crept into the church.
咁大家可能仲会记得，就是讲到一啲只是非信徒好普遍会犯的罪呢，竟然呢慢慢都慢慢静静咁样咧潜入咗教会。
The church has allowed worldly thinking and values to take predominance.
教会咧就竟然容让一啲俗世嘅思想同埋价值观咧作主导。
Divisions, bitter envy, and strife for position and power.
有纷争结党啦，搞小圈子啦，有好刻薄人啦，嫉妒啦，仲有争权夺位啦。
Love for money.Despising and mistreating the poor,
爱钱啦，恶待一啲嘅穷人啦。
Passing judgments, slandering or grumbling against each other,
彼此咧有一种批判嘅态度啦，同埋彼此去埋怨。
And fighting and killing each other with sorts of words,
还有咧用一啲好刺人嘅说话咧嚟到相争相杀。
Isn't it sad and frightening that?These things are happening in the church.
在教会里面有这些事情发生，不是令人非常的难过和伤心吗？
If those of us who are in the church are not in a right relationship with God, how can we expect our dear non-Christian friends be drawn to God at all?
假如我们这些信了主的基督徒，在教会里面和神没有一个好的关系的话，我们又怎样能够期望非信徒的朋友会被吸引去到神那里呢？
And if what they see in us are no different from what they see in the world, then again, why would they bother becoming a Christian?
假如他们见到的我们和他们在世界上见到的人都没有两样的话，那他们又怎会觉得需要去追求相信神呢？
So is there a way out? Is there a solution?
那究竟有没有一个解决的办法呢？
Let us look at today's text in verse 13.
我们看看今天要读的圣经是十三节。
Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。 有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
Whether we like it or not, non-believers are constantly watching our lives.
我哋中唔中意都好啦，非基督徒、非信徒系不断嘅观察紧我哋噶。
They observe how those who claim to be Christians behave and react to different circumstances in life.
佢哋系观察紧我哋呢啲所谓基督徒啊，系点样行事为人，点样做人。在生活上、人生上對面對不同的事的時候是怎樣反應。
And here in verse 13, James is reminding Christians to pray and keep trusting in God's goodness in the midst of suffering.
在這裡13節的雅各就提醒信徒呢，就要祈禱，要相信，不斷的相信神的美善，即使是他們是受苦的時候。
And of course, here suffering doesn't just mean any type of suffering, especially when they're suffering on the account of the gospel.
在这里所讲的受苦当然不是任何一种受苦，尤其是在讲他们为福音的缘故受苦。
We found out about this from verse 10.
因为在第十节我们就知道是讲这一类的苦。
But no matter what, like if Christians in the midst of suffering only focus on their difficulties,their feelings.
假如基督徒在他们受苦的时候，他们只是关心自己的感受。
And if they moan and groan like everyone else,
如果他们好像一般人那样唉声叹气啊，抱怨啊。
What witness is there for non-believers to see?
那对非信徒来说，这些又是什么见证呢？
How can they see and trust that this God whom we serve?Is a loving and just God.
他们怎样能够知道啊？我们所侍奉的神是一个慈爱的神呢？
How can they know that God will deliver us from our distress?
他们又怎会知得到啊？神是怎样救我们脱离痛苦？
That God, He would cause all things to work together for good to those who love Him.
我们的神啊，是一位叫到凡事都互相效力，使到爱神的人得益处的神。
Similarly, when things are going well with us,
同樣道理，當我哋日事事如意嘅時候呢，
Do we remain grateful and faithful to God?
我哋仲會唔會對神啊係充滿感恩同埋忠誠呢？
Sometimes it's easy to pray and hold on to God when we are in trouble, but we forget about Him when things are fine.
當我哋好煩惱嘅時候，我哋梗係記得搲住神啦。但我哋好嘅時候呢，我哋就唔記得佢啦。
Do we actually make an effort to give the glory to God?
我们会不会尝试记得去出力呢？去将荣耀尊敬都给回神呢？
In Psalms, the psalmist said, I have not hidden your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation.
在詩篇四十篇十節那裡就說，我沒有把你的公義隱藏在心裡，我已經述說了你的信實和救恩，在大會中我沒有隱瞞你的慈愛和誠實。
Yeah, that was from Psalms 40, verse 10. Let us learn from the psalmist and not be stingy in our expression of thanks and gratefulness to God.
我們要向詩人去學習，遇到要向神去表达爱和感恩的时候，我们不要太过吝啬。
I noticed that for some people, the Chinese especially.
我知道有一些人，尤其是中国人，
They tend to be quite reserved.
他们多数都是很保守的。
They tend to keep everything in their hearts.
通常将事情放在心里面。
So they don't like to express to the family, oh, I love you.
所以很少跟他们一家人说我爱你。
But as Christians, we should be bold to share and testify about God's goodness.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们应该要放胆的去跟人分享和见证神的美善。
First in the church, and also to others who have not yet come to know God.
首先就要在教会里面分享，其次呢，還要向我們周圍的未信主、未認識神的人分享。
So I hope that next time when you've experienced God, that you would be brave to share it, to testify.
所以很希望呢，下一次你經歷了神的話呢，你會放膽地去跟人分享。
Now let's come to verses 14 to 16.
现在我们看14至16节。
At first glance, it might give us the impression that James is encouraging believers to pray in faith for healing over sickness.
乍眼上睇起上嚟咧，我哋会觉得雅各咧就喺度鼓励紧信徒去用信心祈祷嚟治病。
However, if we are clear about the context and if we follow through James' train of thought,
但系如果我哋睇下上下文同埋跟下雅各嘅思路嘅话
，you'd realize that it's not talking about any kind of sickness.
你就会知道呢度讲紧嘅唔系任何一类嘅疾病。
Let's look at verses 15 to 16.
请大家睇15、16节。
It talks about confession and forgiveness of sins.
呢度讲到咧要认罪同埋得赦免喎。
So do you wonder how does these relate to each other?
咁你会唔会觉得呢几样嘢点样联系一齐咧
？Let us read verse 14 to 16.
请大家睇14至16节。
To save time, I will not read out the verses. Let us focus and look at how sins and sickness they are interrelated here.
为咗节省时间咧，我就唔再读啦。但我哋可以睇下究竟罪同埋
sins and prayer
啊，罪同埋祈祷有咩关系呢
？And also sickness, sorry.
啊，罪啊，疾病有咩关系呢？
Well, it's important to distinguish clearly between two types of sickness.
嗱，我哋咧必须要去分辨咧，有两类嘅疾病。
Sickness in general that you and I are bound to experience as part of life.
嗱，有一种疾病咧，就系你同我都好熟悉嘅啦，就系我哋做人啊，梗系会生病嘅啦。
As ancient philosophies tell us, birth, aging, sickness, and death are all part of the circle of life.
正如一啲古代嘅哲學家所講，好正確嘅講到咧，生老病死係每個人生必經嘅階段。
So what kind of sickness is James dealing with here?
咁雅各喺度講緊嘅疾病係邊一類嘅疾病咧
？He's actually talking specifically about sickness resulting from sin.
佢呢度咧特別係講到啊，當人犯罪之後嘅一啲後果生病。
In other words, this kind of sickness is either a direct consequence of sin committed.
即係話咧，呢一類嘅疾病咧，就係一係咧，就係依個人犯嘅罪嘅一個後果。
Or a form of discipline from God.
又或者咧，係嚟自神嘅一種管教佢嘅方式。
A wake-up call for the believer to repent and make right his relationship with God.
係要喚醒呢一個罪人。要去悔改呢一个信徒要去悔改，要重新嘅同神修好关系。
But I need to emphasize once again, not every kind of sickness is a result of sin.
但我要强调咧，就系唔系话任何一种疾病咧，就系因为你犯咗罪。
So for us Christians, even though it's good to examine our own lives to see if there's any hidden or unrepentant sin.
正如對我哋基督徒嚟講咧，當然我哋要去檢討自己有冇咩隱藏咗嘅罪，咁樣係好好嘅。
But it's not to say that whenever we get sick, it means oh no, I'm guilty of sin.
但係咧，千祈唔好誤會咧，就係每一次你生病，你都話哎呀弊啦，我梗係犯咗罪。
I know God is disciplining me.
啊，我知道神梗喺度罰緊我啦。
Sometimes God allows sickness as a testing of faith.
有時啊，神係容許我哋生病有疾病，係因為佢想考驗鍛鍊我哋嘅信心。
As a tool in helping us draw closer to God to rely on Him even more，
亦都係幫助我哋咧，去多啲去倚靠神，多啲去倚靠神。
And 親近神。
啊，同埋親近神。
And if we don't understand these points clearly, we'd run into error into misinterpreting God's word here.
如果我哋唔明白呢一點嘅話咧，我哋就會解錯經啦。
We would think whenever we get sick, all we have to do is to call for the elders of the church。
我哋咧就或者會誤會咗咧，以為我總之我有病啊，我就即刻去揾教會嘅長老。
So you very quickly give Pastor Joe or one of the co-workers a call。
咁咧就快快，譬如咧就揾牧師或者其中一位導師打個電話俾佢哋。
and have them pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord.
就请他们呢，为你祈祷，又请他们呢，奉主的名用油去抹你。
And hallelujah, you're cured from your sickness.
跟着呢，你就会说，哎呀，赞美主啊，我的病呢，得到医治了。
Well, didn't James say in verse 16 that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective?
在十六节的最尾嗰句咧，雅各仲喺度讲喎，义人祈祷所发嘅力量是大有功效的。
Is that how we are to understand this text?
嗱，我哋系咪咁样嚟到理解呢一段圣经咧
？I remembered when I was still living in China.
我记得当我仲系喺大陆生活嘅时候
，I attended an event organized by a local church once.
我就参加咗一个当地教会嘅一个聚会。
And the guest speaker of the day was sharing emphatically about how every Christian should pray in faith for God's healing.
当日嘅客席讲完咧，就讲到一个题目，佢特别咧系强调一到咧，每一个基督徒啊都要用信心祈祷医病。
Over and over, he asserted that it is not God's will for us to suffer and be sick.
佢重复又重复嘅咧，好肯定咁去讲，我哋受苦同埋生病咧，唔系神嘅旨意嚟嘅。
And if you don't experience healing, that's because you lack faith.
如果你冇经历到医病嘅能力嘅话，你个病冇医好嘅话咧，咁一定咧系你唔够信心。
The more I listen to that, the more uncomfortable and disturbed I felt in my heart.
我越听咧，我心中越觉得不安。
Is that really what God's message of salvation is all about?
咁神嘅救恩嘅信息，呢个好消息，系咪就系咁咧
？Is it just to free us from any form of suffering or illness while we are on earth?
就系咧，当我哋仲喺地上嘅时候啊，我哋系可以得到一种解脱。从受苦啊，从痛苦同埋疾病中得到解决。
Do we have the right to demand God to heal us of our sickness because we pray in faith and in complete trust？
啊，我哋系咪就系话，我哋只要有信心去祈祷同埋信靠神咧，我哋就有权去要求神去医我哋嘅疾病咧
？And then I think about my own mother and many spiritual forerunners such as our dear Pastor Eric。Or even the Apostle Paul.
我想起我自己的妈妈，还有很多属灵的前辈，譬如是张启和牧师，甚至是使徒保罗。
They all had certain illness that had been following them for years.
他们个个都有疾病，是很多年的疾病。
And God didn't choose to heal them.
但是神没有选择去医治他们。
So,Is it saying that these faithful servants of God didn't have enough faith?
咁系咪即系话呢啲咁忠心对神咁忠心嘅仆人系唔够信心呢？系冇信心呢
？That's why they were not healed.
咁因为冇信心或者唔够信心，所以佢咪得唔到医治咯
？Or even worse, for some non-Christians, they might then think, "So your God is not real."
啊，更糟糕嘅咧就系有啲非信徒咧会以为啊，由此证明咧你嘅神都唔系真噶啦。
But I think that would be a very unfair comment to make.
我相信咧，咁样嘅结论咧、评价咧，系唔公道嘅。
I have no doubt that God has the power to heal us from any form of illness.
我毫无疑问咧，我觉得我知道咧，神系有能力系叫我哋任何疾病佢都可以医好。
Last week we celebrated Easter, and God has the power to even cause the dead to rise up again.
上个星期咧，我哋先至庆祝复活节，即系话神咧系有能力，甚至叫死人复活。
So it seems to me that the speaker had totally disregarded the value and purpose of suffering in God's sight.
咁我就觉得咧，一个客席讲完咧，佢系完全系唔理到或者忽略咗。苦难嘅价值同埋目的。
And moreover, there are actually many other factors behind whether God chooses to heal a person of his sickness or not.
再讲咧，其实神要唔要医一个人咧，背后仲有好多嘅因素去做决定嘅。
And here in today's passage, James' words are a case in point.
咁喺今日我哋要读嘅圣经咧， 雅各咧就舉咗一個例證。
I think maybe many of you were not aware of the fact that sometimes a person is sick because of the sin he has committed.
我相信咧，你哋好多人咧都唔知道一個事實，就係有時一個人生病，的確咧係因為佢犯咗罪。
And such sickness will only be healed when the person genuinely repents of his ways and are forgiven by God.
呢一類疾病如果要得到醫治嘅話咧，唯有就當呢一個人真心嘅去悔改同埋得到神嘅饒恕。
But then we need to ask, why does this person need to seek help from the elders or the leaders of the church, as James said?
但我哋要繼續追問嘅就係點解呢個人咧要去教會？嗰度去到請教會嘅領導長老嚟到幫求幫助咧
？Can't he just pray privately to God and confess his sins and ask for forgiveness？
難道佢唔可以好私人咁樣去到神面前祈禱，去求神饒恕咪得咯
？Because there are sins that are too shameful that you don't want to share with others。
因為有啲罪啊，我哋太過覺得太羞愧啦，都唔敢同人講。
Maybe you'd say, well, James told us in verse 16 that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So the easiest way is to find someone righteous and pray for us.
又或者你會想，因為十六節講啊嘛，義人祈禱所發的力量是大有功效的，所以我哋不如有病嘅話就即刻去揾呢啲教會嘅長老嚟為我哋祈禱咪得咯。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven.
而咧，因為咧，十五節講出於信心嘅祈禱啊，就能夠救嗰個病人嘅。
Now we understand. We have to understand the elders or leaders of the church function as God's representatives.
嗱，我哋要明白嘅咧，就係教會裏邊嘅長老同埋領導咧，佢哋係神嘅代表。
Like the prophets in the Old Testament, they are entrusted with the responsibility to make known the will of God.
就正如喺舊約嘅先知一樣咧，呢啲教會嘅領導咧，係受神所託，去到公佈向人公佈神嘅旨意嘅。
They are also given authority to pronounce judgment when necessary.
神亦都俾咗佢哋權柄去宣判。
And they intercede on behalf of God's people.
同埋咧，去代表屬神嘅人咧，去代禱。
So one reason why a Christian who had fallen into sin should seek help from the elders and leaders is exactly this.
所以依個係其中一個原因，點解一個基督徒如果係犯咗罪，生病嘅話，佢哋要向教會嘅領導同埋長老求幫助。
Now let us read carefully the whole of verse 16.
请我哋咧睇下十六节全节。
Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
It is in this context that James continues on to say, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
就係因為呢個緣故啊，雅各咧就繼續講啦，嗰啲義人祈禱嘅功效咧係大有功效嘅。
So let me ask you a question: Who in your mind are considered the righteous, whose prayer is powerful and effective?
咁我要問下大家啦，喺你心目中咧，邊一個人係稱得上為義人？佢哋嘅祈禱呢個力量咧係會大有功效嘅呢？
If you're honest, is it all those holy saints from the Old Testament or the New Testament apostles?
你會唔會覺得咧係哦，就係一啲聖徒啦，就好似舊約嘅先知啊，
or the New Testament apostles，
又或者咧新約裏邊嘅使徒啊
，or in today's setting， it must be the church leaders，
又或者喺今時今日咧，咁就係一定係教會裏邊嘅領導啦。
Certainly not me.
咁啊，一定咧唔會係我啦。
Well, God will certainly answer their prayers because they love God and serve God.
嗱，神咧一定會聽佢呢啲人祈禱嘅，因為佢哋侍奉神、愛神。
But is this what this verse is saying?
但係係咪 一節聖經所講嘅係咪就係咁多呢？
Whenever we are in trouble, we rely on the prayers of certain righteous people.
就係每一次我哋有煩惱、有麻煩嘅時候咧，我哋就去靠嗰啲義人啦。
Well, if that is your thinking, you've gotten it all wrong, I'm afraid.
如果你真係咁諗嘅時候，你又搞錯啦。
Just as Paul addresses all true followers of Christ as saints,
就正如咧保罗会称一啲真正嘅信基督嘅信徒咧，叫做使圣徒。
So all of us who are baptized, even Adina, we are saints.
我哋每一个受咗洗嘅人咧，包括阿张辉咧，我哋咧其实个个都系圣徒。
Have you thought about that?
你有冇谂过啊？
Here's similarly, James is referring to by the righteous. He is actually not just referring to a certain elite group of super spiritual Christians.
喺呢度雅各讲到嘅义人咧，佢所指嘅并唔系净系讲紧一群嘅精英，呢啲咧就系一个超级属灵嘅基督徒。
He's actually talking about each of us who has received this new life in Christ.
佢咧系其实系讲紧我哋每一个。接受咗基督嘅喺基督裏邊嘅新生命嘅呢一批人。
As we do the will of God and seek to live a life pleasing in God's sight, we are the righteous.
只要咧，我哋係遵行緊神嘅旨意，尋求咧去討神嘅喜悅嘅咧，我哋就係義人啦。
But if at any point we fail by sinning against God, then what we have to do is we have to come to God in humility.
但係，假如如果我哋係失敗咗，我哋得罪咗神、得罪咗人嘅話咧，我哋必須係要謙卑嘅嚟到神面前。
We come to God with a contrite heart。
我哋以一個傷痛嘅靈嚟到神嘅面前。
And we confess our sins not only to God but also with each other。
去認罪，唔單止向神認罪，仲要彼此嘅認罪。
To make right our relationship with God and with each other。
就係要同神修好關係，同人修好關係。
Because as the Gospel of John tells us, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but He does listen to one who worships Him and obeys His will.
正如約翰福音九章嗰度講到，我們知道神不聽罪人的祈求，只聽那敬畏神、遵行神旨意的人。
So if out of obedience and trust in God, we confess and deal with our sins.
假如我哋靠住信服神同埋信靠神嘅话，我哋真系彼此嘅去认罪、处理罪嘅话呢
？God's saving and healing power would be at work in us.
咁神嘅拯救同埋医治嘅能力咧就会发动啦。
And God is going to answer our prayers offered up in faith.
咁神就会。聽我哋用信心所獻上嘅祈禱。
If this comes as a surprise to you, just wait till we get to the next verse.
如果剛才我所講嘅係令你好詫異嘅話，我哋繼續睇埋下一節。
In verse 17, James gives Elijah as a prime example of a righteous man.
喺十七節咧，雅各就提到以利亞一個人，佢係一個義人嘅典範。
He is an inspiration to stimulate us.To imitate him,
佢激励我哋咧去仿效佢。
In spirit and in power,
就喺心智上喺能力上去仿效。
But as soon as we mention Elijah, I wonder what images come into your mind.
当我哋一提到以利亚嘅时候，唔知大家谂起乜嘢呢
？Elijah, the mighty prophet of God.
以利亚咪就系嗰个神嘅伟大嘅先知咯。
Together with a chariot of fire and horses of fire, ascending in a whirlwind into heaven.
佢咧係乘住火車火馬，係從乘住旋風咧升天而去嘅。
Or maybe you will immediately think of the dramatic events at Mount Carmel.
或者咧，你會諗起喺加密山上邊嗰個好戲劇性嘅一件事件。
You remember what happened there?
大家仲記得當日發生咩事嗎
？At Mount Carmel, Elijah called on Yahweh to send fire straight down from heaven to consume his burnt offering.
喺加密山上嘅時候，以利亞向雅偉天父祈禱，去求佢從天降下火來燒著呢堆嘅燔祭祭物。
And he being the one true prophet of God, the only one prophet of God left at that time. Well, at least that's what he thought.
当时呢，以利亚是认为自己呢，只 是神的唯一一个先知了，剩下他一个。
He was going up against 850 false prophets.
他是跟850个假先知来到对抗。
And so are these the only impressions you have of Elijah?
那你看以利亚的时候，你是不是想起这些呢？你的印象是不是就是这些呢？
Let's see what James had to say about Elijah.
我们即管来看看雅各讲到以利亚的时候，他又提到什么。
Verse 17, Elijah was a human being like us.
第十七节，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
A man with a nature like ours.
就是他的本质啊，跟我们人一模一样。
Notice that in James' depiction, Elijah is not some superhuman being, an example too far-fetched for us.
咁雅各描述嘅以利亚咧，并非一啲超人啊，系。
If so, what is the point of using him as an example for us to learn from?
咁如果佢咁系超人，系咁离奇嘅话，咁用佢嚟做一个例子，同我哋有咩关系呢？
Quite the contrary, Elijah is a man with a nature just like ours.
嗱，刚刚相反，雅各讲嘅就系话以利亚佢嘅本质同我哋一样。
As frail as ourselves.As is rendered in the New Jerusalem Bible.
就好似新耶路撒冷圣经译本所讲嘅，以利亚佢系好似我哋一样咁软弱、脆弱嘅。
Despite the many glorious and victorious events in his life, the Bible also records a period of severe weakness and fear that he went through.
嗱，尽管呢个以利亚喺佢嘅一生里边咧，佢立咗好多丰功伟绩，但系圣经亦都有記載得到，以利亞佢曾經亦都跌入一個極度軟弱同埋恐懼嘅時刻。
And interestingly, that period of weakness happened right after he won the spiritual battle at Mount Carmel.
但係好奇怪嘅咧，就係嗰個極度軟弱恐懼嘅時刻咧，係發生喺佢喺加密山贏咗嗰場仗之後。
Well, it's interesting that amongst all the different miracles that God had performed through Elijah,
咁好奇妙嘅就係，喺神藉住以利亞所做嘅咁多嘅神蹟裏面
，James specifically quoted only these two examples as an answer of prayer.
雅各咧就偏偏選擇記載第十。
In verses 17 and 18.
18节, 2节,
so in 17 and 18, we see that he prayed for rain, not to have rain in the first instance, and then later he prayed for rain again. So what's the significance of these two prayers?
在17、18节那里你又讲到当时的以利亚呢，去求不要下雨就没有下雨，后来又求下雨又下雨了。
Because of time, we can't go into the detail of the entire account.
那在时间有限呢，我们不会详细地讲那件事迹。
The background and the details can be found in 1 Kings chapter 16 from verse 29 onwards.
这件事迹呢，是记载在列王记上的16章29节开始。
Right up until the end of chapter 18.
至到18章。
I encourage you to read these chapters in your own time.
我就鼓勵大家咧，得閒翻屋企嘅時候睇翻。
So you can note it down. It's 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 29 to chapter 18.
列王記上十六章廿九節起至到十八章。
What happened was that with the rise of King Ahab.
當時發生嘅事咧就係咁。當時有一個皇帝叫做亞哈王。
He did evil in the sight of Yahweh, even more than all the kings that were before him.
他所作的事呢，在神眼中都是恶事。咁他所做的恶事呢，比以前的皇帝呢更多。
And he had led the whole nation of Israel to fall into the sin of idolatry.
他引领整个的以色列民族呢，去拜偶像，去犯了这个罪。
As a result,God used Elijah to bring about his discipline over rebellious Israel.
就结果呢，就神呢就要用以利亚去惩罚呢啲 叛逆的以色列人了，
去管教他们，
去管教他们了。
Elijah was sent to tell Ahab that there shall not be any dew or rain for several years until God instructs him to pray otherwise.
以利亚呢就被神派去同亚哈王讲，嚟紧咧有几年系唔会落雨嘅，直至到神叫以利亚求雨为止。
So that was the first prayer which James was referring to.
咁呢个就系雅各所讲嘅第一个祈祷啦。
And what made Elijah pray again?
咁乜嘢令到以利亚再祈祷咧
？And this time for God to send rain.
而一次咧系去求雨。
It is after the intense spiritual battle with the false prophets of Baal that I just mentioned.
就系咧喺就系经过呢一场激烈嘅属灵嘅战争之后，刚才我所讲嘅就同呢啲假先知对抗嗰个战争。
The Israelites finally come to realize again the power of God.
呢啲嘅以色列民咧，终于醒悟过嚟，终于见到神嘅能力啦。
And they acknowledge that only Yahweh is God, the one and only true God.
佢哋终于都承认咧，只有Yahweh系唯一独一嘅神。
In response to their repentance to God, the Spirit of Yahweh moves Elijah to pray for rain to come down from heaven.
因为佢咁样向神悔改嘅时候，神嘅灵咧就感动以利亚去为佢哋求雨。
It symbolizes God's loving kindness and forgiveness towards this rebellious nation.
咁样咧系象征住神对呢啲反叛嘅国民咧嘅慈爱同埋宽恕。
So we see that Elijah, he always prays according to God's will.
所以我哋睇到以利亚咧时时祈祷咧都系按照神嘅心意去祈嘅。
That's why his prayers are powerful and effective.
所以啊，佢嘅祈祷咧系有能力系有效嘅。
Whether it was in raising the dead son of the widow, as recorded in chapter 17 in 1 Kings.
不论咧系关于喺呢个列王记上十七章所记载到嘅咧，以利亚曾经叫到一个寡妇嘅仔从死里复活。
Or this time in praying to God for sending rain.
又或者呢一次咧，佢系向神求雨。
So what is it that James wants us to learn from Elijah?
所以啊，究竟啊，雅各系想我哋从以利亚身上学啲乜嘢呢？
I'll read to you a verse from 1 Kings chapter 18. Yeah, maybe you can turn open to it if you want. 1 Kings chapter 18. I'll start from the middle of verse 36.
列王記上十八章，如果你想翻嘅可以翻，如果唔係就可以聽我讀。列王記上一章十八節三十，
十八章
三十六至三十七節。
Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your command.Answer me, O Yahweh, answer me, so that this people may know that you, O Yahweh, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back.
列王记上十八章三十六节，到了献晚祭的时候，以利亚先知近前来说：亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华，求你今天使人知道你是在以色列中的神，我是你的仆人。又是奉你的命令行这一切事，耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你使这民的心再回转过来的。
These verses sum up very well the secret to the power of Elijah's prayers.
以两节嘅圣经就总结咗以利亚祷告嘅能力嘅秘诀啦。
The motivation and spirit behind his prayers.
同埋佢祈祷背后嘅精神同埋推动力。
Elijah is motivated by his love for God and his people.
以利亚佢系被神嘅爱推动，系被神嘅爱同埋佢对人嘅爱嚟到去推动。
That's why the direction of his prayer is always to exalt God and make him known.
所以佢嘅祈祷嘅內容嘅方向咧，都係要高舉神，同埋咧去宣揚佢嘅。
And to fulfill God's will of turning the hearts of many back to himself.
同埋咧，佢祈禱嘅內容咧，都係要成就神嘅美意，就係希望多人回轉歸向天父。
This is the spirit and mission of Elijah.
呢個就係以利亞嘅心志同埋使命。
Is this also your heart's desire and mission?
呢樣係咪都係你嘅心志同埋使命咧？
To co-work with God in turning the hearts of others back to the Father.
就係同神同工，與神同工，喺度幫助別人咧向神轉回。
To help those who have strayed from the path of righteousness to return to God before it's too late.
係幫助人去從自己入嘅歧途嗰度走翻出嚟，係轉向神去到佢嘅。
We know that a person lost in sin is like a prey in the mouth of a lion.
我哋知道一個人犯罪就好似一個獅子口中嘅獵物一樣。
As the Apostle Peter tells us, our adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
正如使徒彼得所講，你們要謹慎啊！就係講到咧，呢個仇敵魔鬼咧，好似。嚎叫嘅獅子一樣走嚟走去，尋找可吞吃嘅人。
It's a matter of life and death.
呢個係生死攸關嘅事情。
And it should be our urgent task in these last days to seek and save those who are lost in sin.
喺個末代末世嘅日子裏邊啊，我哋應該係以呢一個樣嘢為我哋一個好緊急嘅事情咧，就係要去尋求。一啲失喪嘅人，同埋去救佢哋離開罪惡。
So it is with this urgency and concern that James concludes his letter with the words in 19, verse 19 and 20.
所以雅各佢結束呢一封信嘅時候，佢哋係提出呢一個嘅關注，同埋佢覺得係
迫切
嘅一件事。
So let's look at chapter 5 of James, verses 19 and 20.
現在我們看19-20節，雅各書第五章。
My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins.
我的弟兄們，你們中間若有失迷真道的，有人使他回轉，這人該知道，叫一個罪人從迷路上轉回。便是救一個靈魂不死，並且遮蓋許多的罪。
This reminds me of the psalmist's words in Psalms 32. You don't have to turn open to it. It says, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered."
呢段聖經令我諗起詩篇32篇，嗰度講到過犯得蒙赦免，罪惡得到遮蓋的人是有福的。
The Hebrew word covered can also be translated as blotted out.
遮蓋呢個字嘅原文希伯來文咧，佢嘅意思係完全清除咁解。
So that saying God has put out of sight our sins.
換言之咧，即係話神咧唔去追究我哋嘅罪。
And by comparing these two phrases, we can see that actually when one sin is covered, it means that it's forgiven.
咁我哋比較呢兩。讀聖經嘅時候咧，意思即係話到，其實係講到當一個話到一個罪惡得到遮蓋咧，意思咧就即係話佢嘅罪惡得到赦免啦。
So James is encouraging us to share God's heart and burden, to look beyond our own immediate needs and concerns.
雅各就鼓勵我哋去分擔神嘅心同埋佢嘅擔子。
To really seek out for those who have gone astray.
去唔好淨係諗自己嘅需要啊，自己關注嘅嘢，而咧去出去揾一啲迷失咗嘅人。
And to prayerfully bring them back from the errors of their way.
好誠心嘅係將佢哋帶翻嚟離開錯誤。
So that they can be reconciled to God.
好讓佢哋能夠同神和好。
And as we pointed out already, here James is specifically referring to those who are already Christians, but who have fallen in sin once again.
再強調咧，就係喺呢一度雅各所講嘅係一啲信咗主嘅基督徒，但係佢哋係犯咗罪。
Why is this such an important concern?
點解呢個關注係咁重要呢？
James warns us throughout his letter that God's judgment is coming.
因為雅各喺佢書信裏邊強調咗，神嘅審判就到啦。
We are in the end times, and before too long, Jesus, the righteous judge appointed by God, will return.
我哋就喺个末世嘅日子，冇几耐，耶稣佢作为神所钦点嘅一个判官咧，就会翻嚟。
And we know that to whom who have been entrusted more, more will be required of them.
我哋多得嘅，神就会向我哋多取。
So just think about it. If Christians, we as Christians.We still sin, how terrible it will be for us on the day of judgment.
你試想一下，我哋作為一個基督徒，如果都再一次跌入罪裏面犯罪嘅話，到審判嗰日係幾可怕呢？
But the sad reality is that most of us do not live with this consciousness or awareness of the shortness of time.
但係令人好傷心嘅就係我哋好多好多大部分嘅我哋咧都冇留意呢個事實。亦都冇留意我哋嘅時間係越嚟越少啦。
So we just carry on with our lives as usual without an eternal perspective.
我哋只係一日復一日嘅咁樣去過活，就冇將永生嘅事咧放喺眼前。
I hope that today's message can encourage your heart to know that God is willing and waiting to use you and me to become mighty men and women of God.
我希望嘅今日嘅信息咧，能够鼓励到大家去知道神嘅心意咧。神嘅心意就系要你同我成为属神嘅巨人。
Yeah, 神人 ，just like Elijah to turn the hearts of many to God, our loving Father。
就好似以利亚一样，去叫到好多人回转归向我哋慈爱嘅天父。
Just now I mentioned men and women of God.Usually in the Bible, they refer to God's servants. So I used to think that all this is far too unattainable for myself.
以前咧，我通常有一個觀念咧，就係哇，呢啲即係要做神人啊，即係好難達得到。
Who am I to be able to do and experience what our spiritual foreigners have done?
我係邊個咧？我竟然可以做一啲同埋經歷一啲屬靈嘅前輩所做嘅事咩
？I used to focus a lot on my weaknesses, my limitations.
我曾經咧都經常去只係睇自己嘅軟弱咧同埋限制。
My failures and my fears.
睇我自己嘅失敗啦，同埋恐懼。
I dare not dream that one day, I too can be a person who passes on God's life unto others.
我都唔敢想象，有一日我自己都可以成为一个将神嘅生命传俾别人嘅一个人。
And life eternal.
依个生命系永恒嘅生命。
Of course, it's not because of my own credits, but because I love and serve the living God.
当然呢个唔系话我有咩功劳，而系因为呢我爱神。我去服侍呢个活生生嘅神。
And it's God, He who does the work through me.
就系神咧，去藉住我嚟到工作啫。
So to my amazement, over the past years of learning to walk with God.
咁令我好惊讶嘅咧，就系喺过去咁多年，我学习系与神同行。
I began to experience more and more what I used to think only super spiritual, mighty servants of God could do.
咁我就越嚟越明白清楚到咧，以前我谂咧就只有一啲超级嘅神人、神嘅仆人先做得到嘅啫。
Actually, it can be my everyday experience as well.
其實咧，我都可以成為我自己每日嘅一個經歷嚟噶。
The closeness to God
就係同神嘅親密啦。
The power to overcome sin
能力去克服罪惡啦。
And as I said, to help others come into a living relationship with God.
同埋去幫助人咧，去同神進入建立一個活嘅關係。
It's such joy and excitement to see lives changing right in front of your own eyes.
如果喺你眼前你見到一個人得到改變嘅話，係幾咁嘅喜樂同埋興奮。
As a teenager, that's when I committed my life to God through baptism.
我在我做少年人的时候，我藉着洗礼委身了给神。
I long to share in this type of dynamic life.
我就渴望住咧，去同人分享呢一个有动力嘅生命。
But as I said, I used to think it's only for certain lucky chosen people.
但系咧，既然我正如我刚才所讲嘅，我觉得都系呢啲呢啲歧视咧，都系为即系只系俾一啲特别嘅人先经历到嘅啫，做到嘅啫。
So spiritual figures, spiritual models like Pastor Eric or Pastor Joe,
就係嗰啲啊屬靈嘅人物啊，就好似咧張曉王牧師啊，甚至梁家亨牧師。
Surely a teenager like me cannot experience much of that powerful dynamic Christian life.
咁我只不過係一個少年人，我梗係冇可能經歷得到呢一種基督徒嘅有動力、有能力嘅生命啦。
And to be honest, I didn't see much of such examples from young people my age.
咁老實講咧，我從我嘅同齡嘅少年人朋友身上咧，我都見唔到佢哋有能力。
So it seems like only the church leaders are more excited and on fire for God.
咁睇嚟咧，都係教會裏邊嘅牧者啊、導師啊，佢哋先至會為神咁火熱嘅啫。
Where are all the younger ones who also seek to live a life that shines for God?
咁嗰啲啊，年輕嘅人去咗邊咧？喺邊度揾到佢哋咧？係去為神去發光嘅咧
？So that had been my question for years.
呢一個問題咧，喺我心中好多年。
Until one day, God made me realize.
直至有一日，神讓我明白過嚟。
Instead of sitting there and waiting to see such examples.
與其啊，坐喺度咧，喺度等有榜樣睇我。
Why don't I respond to God and by His grace seek to be that example?
點解我自己唔去向神回應呢？而靠住佢嘅恩典，我自己成為嗰個榜樣咪得咯
？So that the younger generations behind us will not be asking the same question.
好讓啊，喺我以後嚟嘅下一代，更年輕嘅一代，佢哋唔會好似我咁問同一個問題。
Why don't we see young people living a life of power, of dynamic, in because of their faith in God.
啊，點解冇年青嘅人啊？佢哋能夠活出呢一個咁有動力嘅生命呢
？So what really touched my heart was that God indeed had heard my cry.
感動我嘅咧就係神的確聽咗我嘅祈禱。
Yeah, He heard my prayer, and step by step, He began to work in my life.
咁逐步咧，佢喺我生命裏邊工作。
And through me.He actually started changing the lives of people who got in touch with me.
係藉住我咧，同我接觸嘅人咧，我見到神改變佢哋。
So if you ask me, does God still work miracles in this day and age?
所以如果你問我，神今時今日仲有冇行神蹟工作咧
？I could tell you, yes, He does.
我可以好肯定話俾你聽，佢有行神蹟。
Amongst those who sincerely believe and desire to do His will.
尤其是係嗰啲真心嘅想遵行佢心意嘅人。
Because one of the greatest miracles is really the transformation of life.
因為其中一種最大嘅神蹟就係改變嘅神蹟。
Today we are reminded through God's word that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective.
今日神嘅話語。提醒我哋一个义人嘅祈祷系有能力，系大有功效嘅。
When we are obedient and sensitive to God，
当我哋好顺服神、敏感神嘅话
，Our prayers will be heard and answered by God in ways beyond our imagination。
我哋嘅祷告系会蒙应允嘅。
In closing， I just want to share with you one example。
我哋结束之前咧，我想讲一个例子。
I remember when I was still a very young Christian, about 2 or 3 years after baptism.
我記得我仲係一個好年幼嘅基督徒嘅時候，就係我洗咗禮之後兩三年啦。
One day, I discovered that some of my Christian friends had fallen into sin.
咁有一日咧，我就發現我有一啲嘅基督徒朋友咧就犯罪。
But because at that time we were all young Christians, so they were just stuck in a miserable state, not knowing what to do.
因為咧，當時我哋大家都係一啲好幼嫩嘅基督徒，好年幼嘅基督徒，所以大家都唔知點算好。
A lot of hurt was there, but they didn't know how to get out of the mess.
心中有很多傷痕、傷害，但是都不知道怎樣解脫。
When I found out about that, my heart was saddened and anxious for them.
當我知道了之後，我的心很憂傷、很焦慮。
I knew that something must be done about it.
我知道一定要做些事。
So I prayed earnestly for these dear friends.
所以我好恳切地为他们祈祷。
And one day in my quiet time,
有一天我灵修的时候，
God led me to a passage in Matthew chapter 18.
神就让我看到一段圣经在马太福音十八章。
I was stunned to see how God had actually answered my prayer in such a specific way.
我真的觉得很诧异，神竟然呢是这么
具體地答我的祈禱。He actually literally gave me a step-by-step manual.
他直情呢是給我一個手冊的，第一步、第二步、第三步怎麼做。
How I should deal with the problem at hand.
我應該怎樣去解決手頭上這件事情呢？
Well, if you have time when you go home, you can read Matthew chapter 18, 15 to 20.
你有時間的話，請你回家自己讀馬太福音十八章十五至二十節。
Talking about how to deal with sin.
那段聖經是講到我們在教會裡面應該去怎樣處理罪。
God was so kind to lead me, and so with much fear and trembling, and with much prayer.
神真的很良善，他怎樣去引導我。
I approached one of the Christian friends who had sinned.
咁我就去揾其中一個犯咗罪嘅這個基督徒朋友。
And pointed out the seriousness of the matter.
我就向佢指出依件事嘅嚴重性。
And encouraged him to face up to his sin.
同埋去鼓勵佢去面對自己嘅罪啦。
To confess and repent without delay.
去認罪悔改，唔好再延遲啦。
But of course, being young Christians.We saw the importance of seeking help and guidance from the church leaders.
我哋作为一个年幼嘅基督徒咧，我哋睇到要去寻求、去请教会嘅导师帮助咧，系好重要嘅。
Well, actually, I should say it was me who saw the importance because obviously they didn't know what to think at that time.
其实咧，只系我一个人觉得揾导师系好重要，其他嗰几位犯咗罪嘅，佢哋唔识谂呢样嘢。
So I encouraged them, encouraged that person.To take initiative and seek help.
所以我就鼓勵嗰個人咧，去主動嘅去求幫助啦。
Make known the matter with the church leadership.
要將你嘅罪咧去同教會嘅導師講。
And guess what?
你估下發生咩事
？Through this humble act of obedience.
咁啊，通過我咁樣去謙卑嘅去順從。
And out of my genuine love for my friends.
同埋我對我嘅朋友真正嘅關心。
Not only are these Christian friends restored to God once again.
結果咧就係唔單止我依幾個嘅基督徒朋友係得到恢復。
They continue to be faithful and zealous for God right up to this day.
直至到今日為止，佢哋對神都係極之嘅忠心同埋熱心。
Sometimes I almost forgot such thing had ever happened.
有時咧，我都忘記咗呢種事咧係發生過。
But whenever I was reminded of this, I really offered up my thanks and gratitude to God.
但每一次我再想起一件事嘅時候，我真係好感謝神，好讚美佢。
For using such an ordinary and weak person as me to help bring people back to God Himself.
佢竟然咧會用我呢個咁軟弱、咁平凡嘅一個人去幫助人回轉歸向神。
Indeed, God can use you and me to save the lives, the spiritual lives of our friends.
是真的，是神的确是可以用我们去救我们的朋友的。
So with this illustration, I would like to end my message today.
那我就用这个例子去结束我今天的信息。
I pray that no matter where you are at in your relationship with God,
不论你现在和神的关系怎样，
Never underestimate the power and reality of God at work in you.
我希望你唔好低估咗神嘅能力同埋神嘅真实，佢可以喺你心中工作。
Remember that the prayer of the righteous is indeed powerful and effective.
请记住，一个义人的祈祷是大有能力、大有功效的。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起祈祷，结束。